Well, good morning and welcome to Local Matters. We are talking about education matters today, and I have two special guests from the field of education. Judy Schenbeckler is Professional Learning Supervisor for Putnam County Schools, and Dusty Brooks is a teacher at Sycamore Elementary School. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's great to have you. And we've got a special story with Dusty today, just sort of her journey to teaching. And so we're going to have a great program. Dusty, some folks may not know you in our listening audience. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got to what you're doing today.
Absolutely. So I am a Cookeville native. Born and raised here, and graduated high school in 2002, and I'm married. I have four boys, and I have a degree from Tennessee Tech in human ecology, child development, and family relations that I pursued after high school. And then I've worked in that field for many years. And most recently, my husband and I were house parents at a local group home called Mustard Seed Ranch. And then I decided to go back to school to pursue my teaching license. And so that sums us up.
Well, that's a great background. And we're going to talk more about that background mm-hmm. and how it fits into what you do. And Judy, tell everybody a little bit about your background.
So I, like Dusty, am a Cookeville native, born and raised here. I'm a product of the school system as well, graduating from Cookeville High School, and then from the College of Education at Tennessee Tech.
Go Eagles!
In education. I've been married almost 39 years this month. I have been over 30 years with the Putnam County school system. Over 20 of those were as a classroom teacher, and the last 10 have been in other roles, most recently, as Dr. Bell said, professional learning supervisor for the Putnam County school system.
And what did you teach when you were a teacher? What level?
Mainly English and Spanish, cool. Beginning Spanish.
In the high school, I assume.
In the high school. Yeah. Cookeville High School okay. was my home for over 20 years.
Well, good, mm-hmm. good. Well, maybe we'll get back and see if you remember any Spanish.
Very little. Something. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. That's absolutely true. Well, Dusty, you're at Sycamore. Two of my children were Sycamore graduates. So tell us a little bit about Sycamore Elementary School.
Well, Sycamore is a sweet, sweet little school in our county. It's a we have around 300 students, which lends itself to smaller classroom sizes and kind of a teacher's dream to be able to have those smaller classrooms and more one-on-one it feels that you can have with your students. And it's special to see the bond that teachers have with the students. Because of that, the size. Our principal is Tracy Neighbors, and the assistant principal is Deborah Robbins. And I love where I'm at. I'm so thankful that I got placed there in this program and was really hopeful for a hire. And so it's just a special school. So
It is. And my children still talk about their teachers at Sycamore. So it's a special school, and we're going to talk more about it here, or in a moment. But you mentioned that you were there, placed for a special reason. So this is part of the Grow Your Own program, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little, Judy, about that Grow Your Own program.
Okay, so I'm excited to talk about this program. The program began in 2020, called the Grow Your Own program, using relief funds from the government, the state of Tennessee started with about a $2 million grant awarded to districts across the state who developed a Grow Your Own program. That is money that was used to identify those who wanted to earn a career in education. And so districts supported them. It provides them employment while they are also going to school, while they're employed, they're learning their skills job embedded in that program. So by the time they graduate, which is a shortened term, 3 years is the goal to earn that degree. But during those 3 years, they're learning those skills needed to be a teacher. So when they come out of the classroom at the end of that cohort, they are ready and prepared to be placed in a classroom. That program has evolved a little bit over the years. Dusty started under the 2020 program, the Grow Your Own. Tennessee now, this makes me very proud to say this, Tennessee was the first state in the country to be approved for what we call a teacher apprenticeship program, which has been approved by the U.S. Department of Labor and is now in a self-sustained funding mode. So instead of relying just on limited relief funds from the government and submitting competitive grants, we're now using not only grants, but in addition to labor force funds that are available so that we can help support people go back to school or start their degree in education while still, just like the beginning program, we're offering them that employment. So when they come out, they are ready to hit the ground running with the skills that they need to be a great teacher.
Well, it sounds like a great program and an exciting one. Do all of the candidates for the program have some kind of college degree already? Is that a prerequisite for the program?
It is not a prerequisite. There are different pathways. Some of them come to us with a bachelor's degree already in a different field, but they're wanting, they have a desire to pursue education, which I believe is what was the case for Dusty. We have people come to us with associate's degree who just want to finish their bachelor's degree in education. And then we also work with aspiring educators in high school who know this is the field they want to enter. And so we can put them in this pathway and set them up to graduate in 3 years instead of four. And the education would be fully funded for them, as well as provide them funds, you know, wages. They're earning a wage while they're going to school and learning these skills.
And I would expect it's a fast track program, but your outcome measures, your testing and everything, they've still got to show competency on all of the essential things that a normal four-year candidate would, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. They display the competency skills in the classroom, but they also have to complete the required national exams that demonstrate competency at the end of the program. It's called a praxis exam, but they have to take that just as any other aspiring educator would have to take and pass.
And that pretty much is a national passport, not just a a Tennessee passport for educators. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, Dusty, it had to be an exciting change for you. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you went through to make this transition.
Absolutely. So I was working at Cookeville High School at the time that this pilot program was starting with the Grow Your Own, and the principal at the time, Mr. Pettit, came in my office and said, "I just really feel like you're meant for more than these four walls, and you should consider looking into this." And I already had a degree, and I liked being on my kids' school schedule, and I thought, you know, it's really not for me. Like, I'm good, I'm happy in life, and my boys were getting older, and so I just couldn't let it go. Once he said it, it kept kind of nagging at me, and so my husband and I went to Tech and talked to those that were over the program just to get more details, like, what's this really going to look like for our family, And then as a family, we sat down at dinner and just said, hey, mom's thinking about going back to school. This is what it's going to look like. Can we all be on board? Because if my kids and husband didn't feel like we could do this, then it wasn't time. It wasn't the right timing. And it was the right time. And so we signed up. And I remember Daniel Allen at Tennessee Tech said, this will be the hardest thing you've ever done. And I have a child with special needs who's 14. And I thought, well, you don't know my story. I have done hard before. But he was right. He was absolutely right. It was hard as in just almost being 40 and having a family. And there were just some challenges that might have been unique to me that may not have been for all the Grow Your Own candidates that were much younger and in different seasons of life than I was. So, but here we are. I've graduated. It's just, you know, I'm thankful I did it. It was difficult, challenging, but it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. So
you went through the College of Education at Tech for this recertification.
Yes,
effect.
I did. Yes. And so,
but you had the general education requirements already from your past degree.
Yes.
And the degree in human ecology that you had in child development seems like it really is complementary to what you're going to be doing.
Yes, I absolutely feel like it set me up to have the education experience, the work experience, and then like the real life experience that I feel I'm bringing to a classroom. Yes, I may be older by many years than a lot of the girls in our cohort, but I do feel like that has afforded me more life experiences that I am bringing as a newly teacher.
Yeah, you'll bring a voice of experience that those students at the kindergarten or early elementary level may not totally relate to yet, but that voice of experience will be be helpful to you in a lot of ways. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, Dusty, we've been talking about the Grow Your Own program that you went through, and you were already familiar with Tennessee Tech. You had had a degree there, but these College of Education courses are really focused on how to teach, and when you get into elementary, it's how you teach elementary kids, isn't it?
Yes. So my first semester, I think it was my first semester. They've all kind of blended, I feel, at this point in the last few years. I did student teaching, and that placement was in first grade. So I taught the beginning of the year. I taught more of their skills and knowledge. And then the end of the year, I took on some math. And so that was very specific for the classes I was taking was teaching how to do ELA and math. And so it was neat to be in the classes at Tech, which were all online. So there, I've never taken online courses before, which it was at our advantage so that we could work full time. And, but it was very different. It kind of, because it was new to me, it felt a little disconnected, just the online portion, but I will say Tennessee Tech did, and our professors did a fantastic job.
And during the pandemic, that was about the only option, wasn't it?
It was, and so I'm grateful because I don't know how I could have gone to school in person classes and worked and been a mom and a wife and all the things. So it was really neat to be in these classes learning the textbook. This is what how you teach math and this is how you teach ELA, and then transfer that into the classroom immediately. So there was no gaps in learning. It was you were learning it and you were applying it really all in the same
time. You were getting theory and practice at the same time.
Yeah, so that truly feels like the thing I feel like I've benefited the most is being able to work in the school system while taking these courses and being able to apply it almost immediately. So,
and what other kind of courses did you take?
So with this program, we were asked to do endorsements, and so I got my ESL endorsement. And
that's English as a second language.
As a second language, yes. So I am ESL certified, which is K through 12th, which kind of, you know, opens up a new avenue if that's something that I would like to do. I didn't realize how much I would love ESL. But at the time, my first year, I was hired as a RTI assistant, which is the intervention classes within the school system. And so that gave me opportunity to see all grades. So I was kindergarten through fourth grade, teaching mostly tier two. And so some of my students were ESL students. And just the connection and the relationship I was able to build with ESL students, and then I had to do a practicum in the ESL classroom at our school, and so that was I loved it. I didn't know how much I would love it, and so I'm grateful to have that added to my underneath my belt. So,
well, good. It sounds like it was an exciting program, Judy. How many people are involved in this typically? Is it one or two a year, or are there a bunch?
I believe in our first cohort, we originally started with five people, and I think four are graduating from the cohort this year, along with Dusty. I think those numbers are
wrong. I think you're right.
And so this cohort is graduating this year, and we are looking to start a new cohort, and our goal is six. We're looking for six people that want to pursue education, and we want to help them do that.
And this is early in the summer when we're recording this, so or late spring, so there might still be openings, but anyway, mm-hmm. If people are interested, you're the mm-hmm. right contact person, right?
Yes.
All right, that's good, and they can get you on the Putnam County website, mm-hmm. or they could call Tennessee Tech, and mm-hmm. the College of Ed there could put you in contact. And Dusty, you said it earlier in the program, but you're already employed for next year, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I'll be working at Sycamore this next school year.
That's great. Yes. That's great. Well,
so part of the program, Dr. Bell, is that when they participate in this 3-year program, what we ask in return is they give us 3 years of
hopefully more
a little more, but we ask that they in our district that they turn around and do 3 years,
sure.
A minimum of 3 years with us.
Well, that makes sense. And again, 3 years of teaching when they're coming out of another degree, mm-hmm. they're still learning their skills and mm-hmm. and learning how to shape people. So mm-hmm. they've got great background. But that makes a lot of sense to mm-hmm. to have that that in there. So, what was the most fun part of that grow your own experience?
I would say, and I've mentioned it before, that being able to work in the school while I was mm-hmm. taking classes, and that's just the perk of this program. Like if I was to talk to somebody and, you know, encourage them, that's something that you're not going to get just going to tech, you know, in
that's right.
going into education, being able to work, and you do get paid. You get paid a salary, but being able to apply it immediately, it just helped. Like, I mean, I know going into this, I have so much to learn. I know that. However, Sycamore was very intentional with who they placed me with, and so I got with just phenomenal teachers. That the RTI teacher last year was Casey Nichols, and she was just golden to be able to sit underneath her and learn from her, and she being able to pour into me. And then this year in kindergarten, I was with Donna Sloan, who's been teaching for 30 years. And so I just got placed with teachers who love education, who love what they're doing, and it sparked in me even more. It's not just about the content that I'm teaching, but a love for learning and a love for your students and seeing the students as a whole person, and not just, yes, it's education, absolutely, but you also, especially these younger grades, being in kindergarten this year, caring about the whole kid, the whole student. And so it's been a gift to me to be with the teachers that I have been placed with. And so that's been my favorite part about the Grow Your Own program, is that I was able to be with just such phenomenal teachers that I will forever be grateful for. So,
well, Putnam County is doing better than many, but all across the nation, there's a teacher shortage, and this Grow Your Own is one answer to the teacher challenge, right?
Correct. The initiative was actually started to address the national issues that we're seeing with teacher recruitment and teacher retention, both. You know, our veteran teachers leaving the profession, and fewer people deciding to pursue education as a career. So that was really the catalyst for this entire Grow Your Own initiative to begin with.
Well, and I know a lot of folks, as COVID came in, the challenges that came along with COVID, you're right. Teachers mm-hmm. said, I didn't sign up for this. Mm-hmm. I haven't been trained in how to do this. I don't know virtual mm-hmm. education. It's got to be a challenge.
I think it was. Technology-wise, for a lot of teachers, it was challenging. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of different reasons, I think, why we're seeing the shortage. But COVID definitely had an effect on that. But we're hoping that this initiative not just this, but teachers, you know, hearing Dusty and people like me saying it's still the best career you can have.
Well, Dusty, you've been through a lot. This is an exciting program, and I know it wasn't easy. You've talked a little bit about the fun part of it, but dealing with those kindergartners has to be fun. I would think a kindergarten teacher, I could never be one, but it has to be an exciting and fun day.
It is. I say all the time, between me and Miss Sloan, like, we should write a book just of the things they say, the remarks, the comments. It's just always fun, and they're very honest. They're always honest. And I was cleaning up today because we're, you know, wrapping up the end of our school year, so we're, you know, closing up our rooms, and probably 30 or 40 little "I love Miss Dusty" or "Miss Dusty is the best teacher in the world." All these sweet, they just love you. They just love, I mean, I go to work every day, and I know I'm going to be loved, and I know that they're going to be honest with me. If I forgot to wear mascara, they're going to ask if I'm sick. And if I have my hair in a ponytail, you know, why didn't you fix your hair today? They're just very honest.
You're and a family member for them, aren't you?
At this point, yes. But honestly, I started with them in October, and to now, to May, to see the growth academically that these little 5 and 6 year olds have made, it just blows your mind and makes you so proud that what you've done has really made an impact in preparing them for first grade. So yes, it's fun.
So there's still a lot of fun in being a teacher.
Absolutely.
And I've talked to high school teachers that say the same thing, and middle schoolers, and you've got to find the one that you love, the age group that you love, but it can be a lot of fun.
Yes.
But it comes with its challenges, too. So first, let's talk about the challenge of teaching that age level. And then I want to go back to this Grow Your Own program and talk about the biggest challenges you saw in the Grow Your Own program.
Okay.
But first, just, you've been through a pandemic environment with these kids. This year was sort of post-pandemic. So what are the challenges with this young child?
Well, coming into kindergarten, you don't know if they, there's some students who have no educational background, didn't go to preschool, Mother's Day out, daycare, anything like that. So that in itself can pose concerns, but nothing that's not, that you're not able to overcome or help make adjustments to. So each child, especially at five, and I think this probably goes across the board, they just bring something different to the table when they come into the classroom. And so you, as a teacher, it's just important to learn your students and to learn their behaviors and learn the ways that they learn, because most all students learn different. Sure. And so being able to cater to their, to see them successful in their academics, that can pose some challenges. But I think, again, I go back to the teachers that I was under the last 2 years, rose to the occasion and helped teach me what that looks like, what differentiation looks like, and how to accommodate the students in your classroom because we want to see them successful. So.
Okay, and now let's talk about the classroom side of it. As you went through Grow Your Own, what was the big challenge there? And it's not just classroom. It's classes at Tech, classes with the students, and managing a family.
Yes.
What were the big challenges?
So that time management was probably the biggest challenge initially for me, because I am a mom of four boys who range from 10 to 22. So I've got one out of school, high school, middle school, elementary school currently. And so I stay busy. They're very involved in all of their schools in Putnam County, which I'm proud of and I'm thankful for, but it kept me busy. And so I knew there'd be things I'd have to miss. I knew my boys are in theater. I knew there'd be shows I'd have to miss. And that made me sad, but I knew it was temporary. I knew that there would be light at the end of the tunnel. And so I just had to keep my focus. I had to learn how to manage my time so that I was doing my schoolwork and, being efficient with my time so that I could spend time with my family, that I could cook home-cooked meals for them, and that I could be present. But also it did come with times that I wasn't able to cook for them and I wasn't present, but they knew that it was temporary. And so that was probably the hardest challenge, was managing, finding my rhythm and being working full time and wanting to be a good employee and being a full time student and wanting to give 100% and to be excellent in all that I did and also be a good mom and wife. So it was doable, but I would say those first few months, I did cry. My kids saw, emotion out of me that they probably hadn't seen in a while, but we're on the other side of this now, and I don't think they're going to hold anything against me. I did have some mom guilt going into this, that will they think I wasn't present? Will they think, and my husband reminded me that they will remember when I was there. They're going to remember, and it was more than I think I was. So
I think they're going to be proud of you, Dusty. Yeah. They're going to see the determination and the work that you put through that mm-hmm. time. I think they're going to feel proud of their mom.
Well, thank you.
And they
thank
will you. Remember that. And that's mm-hmm. a good mom story for them mm-hmm. to see that role model activity. Well, a lot of exciting things. Boy, you've been a trooper, and we're just delighted that you're now part of the full-time Putnam County school system and just going to be going on. Well, Judy, let's talk a little bit about professional learning in the school system. This is one example of it, but you're a professional learning supervisor. You support the schools and the teachers in a number of areas. So mm-hmm. talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So actually, I'm excited. I'm going to get to work with Dusty much more closely now than when she was going through the Grow Your Own program. My official title is Educator Support Supervisor. That's a fancy title for working with teachers on making sure they have their licensure to teach. They maintain that. I also do professional development. I supervise that as well. Just like many certified career fields, teachers are required to do so many training hours every single year. So I support teachers in making sure they can have that completed each year. I also oversee the mentoring program, and this is where Dusty's mm-hmm. going to come in. I train all new employees in the district, oversee that new orientation or orientation for our new employees, and so which Dusty's mm-hmm. going to be one. So I'm going to work with her closely this summer and about 100 other teachers as we bring new people into our district, into our school system. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell.
It sounds like a, quote, full-time job. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt.
It is, and I love it.
Well, to talk a little bit about license renewal, because teacher just doesn't become a teacher for life, and there are a whole set of steps. So what is licensure renewal?
So a beginning teacher such as Dusty, she will be issued when she graduates and passes her certification exams, what's called a practitioner or a beginning license for 3 years. In those 3 years, you know, she will be evaluated, mentored, all of these things. She'll have observation scores. And then if she does well on that, which I'm sure she will, then she is allowed to apply for a professional license. A teacher who has a professional license must renew it every 6 years. And in order to do that, they do have to make sure they've maintained their professional development each year. State law requires 30 hours of that each year. So every teacher has to maintain that for the 6 years, as well as earn effective scores on their observations. And if they have those two things, then they can renew for another 6 years. So that's kind of how licensure renewal works.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And I think Dusty's already mentioned this kind of a thing, but there's something called add-on endorsements.
Yes. So let's say a teacher goes to school in a certain area, health and wellness, and they decide they want to be a PE teacher. They want to add that teaching endorsement. They don't have to go back and get a degree for that, but they can simply add that as an endorsement to their current teaching license. The way they do that is they can take the national exam we've mentioned earlier, the Praxis exam, in that content area to demonstrate competency in that field. Sometimes if they do not have the prerequisite coursework for that exam, then some of them will have to go back and just take maybe a couple of courses. They're not going back for a whole other degree or anything. They're just taking a few required courses that will prepare them to take that exam. And then once they pass that exam, they add that endorsement. As part of the Grow Your Own program, that's one of the things the state has a couple of high need areas that we're looking for teachers, such as special education and the English as a second language. And so at this point, teachers can earn those endorsements free of charge. They can take the coursework through some universities in Tennessee, and there's no charge for that. So once they complete that coursework and that exam, then they have that additional endorsement. And I think Dusty's already mentioned that. She's added that English as a second language on. Yeah.
Cool. That's cool. Well, there have to be challenges in this too. So what are some of the challenges to licensure?
Just teachers making sure they know when that license expires and they're staying on top of renewing. It's an easy process to renew. It's all done digitally now versus 30 years ago when I was first entering education and we had stack of papers we put through snail mail and forms to fill out. Now it's all digital. But it is remembering completing those professional development hours, but making sure they don't miss. If a teacher lets his or her license expire, it's very difficult to get that reactivated. And so we stay on top of teachers and we're like, please make sure that you're staying on top of this. We're keeping your license current and things like that. So that's probably the biggest challenge for me.
I know both from Dusty's side and from your side, there just have to be new things coming up all the time. And I know you're going to have a busy summer, both of you. So I thank you for coming in and sharing with us today. And I wish you, Dusty, the very best in your teaching career.
Thank you.
And Judy, thank you for shepherding this great program.
Thank
you.
Thank
helping us get more great teachers into the system.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Ever choose.
Absolutely right.
We're hoping people will still see it as a great career choice.